Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
glory to God. I welcome you, my dear listener, to Moment of Truth. It is another opportunity to listen to the undiluted word of God, which is able to save our soul. I believe that God is interested in our salvation more than anything else. So he will always speak words that will ensure we are genuinely saved. I therefore invite you to stay with me for a few minutes as I bring you God's precious message. My name is Brother Chris. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the gift of life and for the great privilege to hear your word today. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will minister to every heart listening to this message, and let his saving power be released as I preach your word in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear friends, we shall be considering a question in today's broadcast. A question I believe with all my heart is the most critical question anyone will have to answer in this life. A question that we must all answer someday. And that question is your name in the book of life? Is your name in the book of life? I will be taking my Bible text from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. Luke 10, 17 to 20. And it says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto thee, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." My dear friends, please permit me to give you the background of what led to the portion of scripture we just read. This will enable you to have a good understanding of the context of these verses. The Lord Jesus had called 70 of his disciples to himself and paired them two by two. He then sent them out into the cities to go and preach, saying, "The kingdom is come near you." And while sending them out, he gave them power to heal the sick and cast out devils. And the disciples went out to do what Jesus has asked them to do. After a while, these disciples returned to Jesus, rejoicing. They couldn't hold back their joy and excitement from the events that occurred while they were preaching the message of the kingdom. The Bible tells us that the 70 disciples were rejoicing because demons obeyed them. It was an awesome experience for them. They saw people delivered from demons of blindness, demons of insanity. These 70 disciples saw the power of God released through the name of Jesus, and they were filled with great joy. Well, while the disciples were jumping up and down with excitement, Jesus quickly interrupted them with a hush, and he said, "Hey, listen, boys, as for Satan, I was right there when he was cast down from heaven. He has been defeated, and I have given you power over every devil." Then Jesus said something that would change the entire atmosphere. He then said to the disciples, "Listen, boys, you don't have to rejoice that demons obeyed you in my name, because there is something more important than that." He said that they should rather rejoice because their names were written in heaven. Jesus didn't want the disciples to focus on something that has less importance. Thus, he made them to understand that there was no amount of authority and power that a man can possess that can be compared to the name of that man being written in heaven. Today, people do anything to acquire power and authority, whether it is a spiritual power, political power, or financial power. They think that power is the ultimate thing, not knowing that there is something greater than power. And this was the point Jesus wanted the disciples to understand in the Bible verses we read. He said to them, "Notwithstanding, do not rejoice that evil spirits are subject unto thee, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." So why would Jesus tell his disciples to rejoice that their names are written in heaven. What is the big deal about their names being written in heaven? Was there something Jesus knew about that special book in heaven called the Book of Life? Oh, yes, apparently. Jesus knew much about the book in heaven, where the names of certain people are written. And you will appreciate the reason Jesus told his disciples to rejoice that their names are written in heaven when you read about the event that is recorded in Revelation chapter 20. Now I will read to you Revelation 20 from verses 11. And he says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and the dead and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Now hear this. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The Bible passage we just read tells us that a day is coming when the Almighty God will sit on a great white throne, and everybody that ever lived in this world will stand before him, both the great and the small, the rich and the poor, the old and the young, men, women, boys and girls, everyone, no matter their religion, will stand before God at that great white throne judgment. And the Bible says that when we all stand before God, books will be opened. People will be judged by the things recorded in those books. However, there is one particular book which is called the Book of Life. This book contains just names. We are told in the scripture that during this great white throne judgment, anyone whose name was not written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. This means that only those whose names are in the Book of Life will escape God's judgment in the lake of fire. No wonder Jesus told the disciples to rather rejoice that their names were written in heaven than rejoice because they had power over the devil. Jesus knew that a day was coming when every man will stand before God at the great white throne judgment. He knew that on that day, nothing else would matter except the fact that your name was written in the book of life. Whether you had power and authority will not matter. Whether you are a demon destroyer will not matter. Whether you heal the sick will not matter. Whether you are a governor, a chairman, a royal highness will not matter. Whether you are a bishop, pastor, or reverend father, a deacon, or choir member will not matter. Whether your name was in the church escrow or building committee will not matter. Whether your name was in the church membership register or house fellowship register will not matter. Whether your name was written in all the billboards in the city will not matter. The name of the church you attend will not matter. The name of the bracelet you wore in your hand will not matter. How many degrees you have in theology will not matter. Who laid hands and prophesied upon you will not matter. The number of bank accounts that you have your names will not matter. How much money you have sown as seed to your church or pastor will not matter. Your academic qualifications or the political office you occupy will not matter. How many foreign embassies that have your name will not matter. The only thing that will matter on that day will be is your name in the book of life. I therefore like to ask you, my dear listener, is your name in the book of life? Yes, you that is listening to the preaching right now, I ask you, is your name in the book of life? You don't have to guess the answer or make assumptions. You have to be very, very sure of the answer, because that will determine what happens to you on the day you stand before God at the great white throne judgment, whether you will be saved or whether you will be cast into the lake of fire. Fortunately, the Bible has given us an accurate way to know whether your name is in the book of life or not. Those whose names are not in the book of life are seen in Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Revelation 21 verse 8. And it says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Here, God mentions several categories of those whose names will not be in the book of life. He mentioned the unbelieving. These are those who don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They do not believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead to save mankind. He mentioned the abominable. These are those that do things the Bible called abomination, such things as homosexuals, lesbians, and effeminate. It also includes men that turn themselves and look like women, and includes women that wear trousers and use makeup, artificial hairs, nails, and so on. God also mentioned murderers. These are those that commit abortion, the hired assassins, the ritual killers, and those who hate their brother. He mentioned the warmongers. These are the prostitutes, the fornicators, adulterers, and those that engage in masturbation. God mentioned the sorcerers. These are the cultists, the witches, the wizards, those that use charms, and visit native doctors. And finally, he mentioned the idolaters. Those are the greedy people, those that love money, worship idols, worship images, and put other people or things before God. The names of those that engage in any of these sins will not be in the book of life, and therefore shall stand in the danger of the lake of fire. My dear friend, you know yourself, and God knows you. No one can deceive God. In Exodus 32, verse 33, God told Moses that he will blot out the name of anyone that commits sin against him from his book. This shows that God can write your name in the book of life and can also remove it. He has been doing it for a very long time. But I bring you good news, my dear friends. And the good news is that there is still opportunity for you to have your name written in the book of life. There is still opportunity for you to escape the lake of fire. And I pray you don't miss that opportunity today. And that opportunity is only through the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, he fulfilled the righteous demand of a righteous God for sin. When Jesus rose from the dead, he became the only sacrifice that God accepts for forgiving and remitting the sin of every man. So the blood of Jesus is the only thing that can write someone's name in the book of life. What you need to do is to acknowledge that Jesus is Son of God, and then repent of your sin and call upon his name. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. It doesn't matter how many times you have tried and failed. Jesus will receive you today. Why not call on his name? He loves you, and that was why he died on the cross to save you. He wants to wash away your sins and write your name in the book of life. If you need the forgiveness of Jesus and want your name to be written in the book of life, then today is the day for your salvation. Why not cry unto God in prayer with all your heart? Pray to God right now and talk to him. You can also pray after me and say, Almighty God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. Please save my soul. Write my name in the book of life. Amen. If you sincerely pray this prayer, then I want to assure you that your sins have been forgiven and your name is written in the book of life. However, you must never, ever go back to your sin again, so that your name will remain in the book of life. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone that has asked for forgiveness through the name of Jesus. Transform their hearts and give them the power to become sons of God. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will give them peace and assurance of salvation. I loose them from every bondage of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe God has touched you. Why not call me and tell me what God did for you? Also, if you have questions or need counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in. Same time, same station. God bless you.